Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is time to get some great advice from the CLO. That stands for Chief Love Officer. We call him the CLO, Steve Harvey. Chateria in Memphis writes, I have been dating a younger man for 4 months and he's been using my car to go to work because I work from home now. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, so I told him to call his mama for a ride. His mama called me and said I'm only 4 years younger than her. So I'm his mama now and I need to take care of his needs. Would I be out of line to curse her out? What?
Well, first of all, let's talk about a couple of things that I noticed. Chateria, this man you dating got to be young because your name is Chateria. Mm-hmm. And I don't know nobody named Chateria that was born in the 70s. So I'm assuming that you are a young mother yourself. Now, you done went in here and robbed his cradle, and you're dating this little damn baby that just now got off his bicycle, so he ain't even got a car. Now, you letting him use your car, and you told him you got to go to the doctor because you got some medical complications. He can't do that, and then you told him to use his mama's car, his mama's car. So, would I be wrong for cussing her out or kicking her tail? What are you doing? This is your fault. The fact that his mama can call you, the fact that you had him call his mama, says you're in the wrong relationship. Chateria, that rhymes with cafeteria. And that's where we have the problem at right there. Your name, your age, and this damn baby you done picked up and moved around in here to your house that don't have a car. Bad selection. It ain't his mama. It's the boy you selected to be your man.
Yeah.
There's your problem. Next question.
All right, moving on to Tay in Ohio. Tay says, I'm a 22-year-old student and I'm dating a black guy that is giving me grief because he's very friendly. He feels like he has to show to black girls on campus a lot of attention or they'll hate him for dating outside of his race. One of the girls can't stand me and she's always talking slick to me. Should I pull her aside to see what the problem is or do I keep ignoring her like he said to?
Well, let me say something to you now. When you pull her to the side, I just want you to understand that ain't the end of it. Culturally, once you pull them to the side and start addressing it, you finna get way more than you bargained for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, the dude has told you to ignore it. You could ignore it, but I understand the position he's in. He gives them extra attention so they don't hate him. Look, are you enjoying this relationship?
Sounds
lady?
Like she is.
Mm-hmm. It don't sound like she is to me.
You don't think
it's
pressure.
Too much with this.
Yeah.
You don't like the pressure. You don't like what come with it. And he's not coping with it real good either because he feeling some kind of way.
Uh-huh. He's worried about
it. But now let me explain something to you. Don't pull that black girl to the side.
That's your point.
Don't do that. Don't do that, sister. Baby girl, listen to me. Listen to Uncle Steve. Don't pull that black girl to the side because it ain't going to go nothing like you think. You're not going to believe her damn reaction. First of all, if you literally tap her on the elbow and say, come over here for a minute, let me talk to you. You're not, just don't do that. First, it's going to be a pause and hesitation, the disbelief that you addressing her. But of all the black women you done picked out her is the one you going to check her. I can't even tell you how this finna go. Now, I don't know if you're a cheerleader. I don't know if he's an athlete. I don't know if you on the debate team. I don't know what you on. But do not grab Shateria Jr. and pull her to the side. Don't do
not
that.
Not gonna go like you think.
No, I think she likes dating him. Yeah, do not do that. It's not going to go there.
Thank you, CLO. Monique in Tylertown says, my husband and I had a card party over the weekend, and his best buddy got drunk and slept on our floor all night. He also urinated on himself, and he had on dark jeans, so my carpet is ruined in that spot. My husband didn't want to make a big deal out of it and embarrass him, so we have to pay to have our carpet replaced. Shouldn't he make his buddy pay for this?
You just so drunk, you done fell asleep on the floor and peed on yourself. He could go to him and say, hey, man, look, here's a problem. When you was at the house, you got drunk. I know you couldn't help it, but you laid on the floor and you peed on yourself. Now, my wife got to replace the carpet, man. Can you give us a little something on it? You know,
He should offer at that point.
Well, he not. Because he going to swear him down. He going to swear him down. He ain't peed on himself. Who you know finna volunteer that? That wasn't me, dog. I ain't peed on no floor.
Yeah.
No, that was some beer. You think I peed on myself?
Yeah.
No, that's beer. I laid in the beer. I saw the beer. I might knock the cup over. I give you a couple hundred.
He's not going to admit to it. He a grown man.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. It ain't no way. And he ain't laying that in it. You can't prove he preed on. No. Hold on, man. Whoa. Hold on, bro. So you going to come to me with that?
Yeah, we got pictures.
Hold up. Dog, did you see me pee?
Yeah.
Oh, we got pictures on my phone.
Yeah.
Now what?
Hold up, dog. On who phone?
Mine.
Hold up, dog. So your girl taking pictures of me peeing?
He gonna try to turn it around.
Oh, it's gonna get turned.
Yeah. You gotta find somebody else.
Well, he knew he wasn't at home when he woke up.
I mean,
up
he could mention it
day.
To him, but it's the dude gonna deny it. And stop having card parties. And stop letting people sleep on your floor overnight. Stop doing that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, moving on.
Get an Uber and send his ass home. Pee on his own floor.
Ooh, the smell in that house. All right, moving on to Stephanie in L.A. Stephanie says, I'm in my mid-40s and I can't function without having sex at least 4 times a week. I work long days, so it's hard for me to meet a good man, and I end up tensed up all night and can't fall asleep. My neighbor has always been an option, but I don't want to be intimate with someone in my building. What's the worst that could happen? Should I go ahead and invite him over?
I don't care what you do. I really don't. This ain't a love question. This is a lust question. You're thirsty. You in your 40s, you got to have sex 4 times a week. You know what?
Got to.
You in your 40s and you have to have sex 4 times a week. Okay, well, go ahead and have it. No, if you have to, go ahead. What you want me to tell you? Now, your neighbor, you don't want to sleep with him because he's your neighbor. Who been doing the 4 times a week for you up to now?
Well, that part.
See, what I think is you got to have sex 4 times a week. Your problem is you can't find nobody want to have sex with you 4 times a week. That's your real problem.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.